You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
And I'm Rachel Bomberger, managing editor of The Lutheran Witness, here with you.
Yes, because we have crossover episodes while we are at the LCMS Synodical Convention. Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University Chicago. You can learn more about Concordia University Chicago by visiting cuchicago.edu. We have some of our friends from international church bodies that are joining us here, and we get to talk with them today. Joining us is the Reverend Liberto Fernandez Coronado, president of the Christian Evangelical Lutheran Church of Bolivia. Thank you so much for being here today.
Muchas gracias por estar aquí con nosotros.
Sí, muchas gracias. Es un privilegio para mí poder acompañar esta entrevista y hablar acerca de la vida de nuestra iglesia y de, también de nuestra fe en Bolivia.
Thank you very much. It's a great honor for me to be here to talk about our church in Bolivia and our faith in which we are walking together.
And also, as you can tell, we have the Reverend Tyler McMiller serving the Lord in Italy, serving as our translator today. Thanks for being here.
Thank you very much.
Sir Fernandez Coronado, tell us about where you get to live and work.
Pastor Fernandez, cuéntanos de dónde vive y dónde usted trabaja.
No, yo soy el presidente de la Iglesia Luterana en Bolivia. Bolivia está en Sudamérica, es el corazón de Sudamérica. Somos un país que no tiene fronteras con el mar. Es nuestra relación es directa con todos los países de América Latina.
I am the president of the Bolivian Lutheran Church, and we like to call Bolivia the heart of South America. It does not have any outlet to the ocean, but it connects to many, many different countries in South America with their with its borders.
Before I ask my real question, do the other countries in South America agree with you that Bolivia is the heart?
No sé si están de acuerdo, pero geográficamente esa es la realidad.
I don't know if they agree or not, but geographically it's a fact.
For real though, I would love to know more about the church body in Bolivia. Tell us about Lutherans in Bolivia.
Yo quisiera saber mucho más de la Iglesia Luterana. Cuéntanos de la Iglesia Luterana en Bolivia.
Bueno, nosotros somos fruto del trabajo de hermanos que a quienes apreciamos mucho son la Misión Luterana Noruega. Hermanos que vinieron en los años 70 para conversar, compartir con nosotros el Evangelio en Bolivia.
We are the fruit of the work of a Norwegian mission society that came in the 60s, the 60s, and they came to Bolivia in those decades to share the gospel with us.
La iglesia fue sembrada en dos idiomas. El quechua, que es un idioma nativo de los bolivianos, y bueno, en el área donde hablamos español, porque ahí descansaban los misioneros, pero la misión empezó en el área quechua.
The church of Bolivia has two languages. The first language is the native language of Quechua, but of course the other language is Spanish.
Tell us more about the people in Bolivia that your church body gets to serve, the neighbors that you get to serve in Bolivia.
Cuéntanos más de las personas que su iglesia está sirviendo y los miembros de sus iglesias.
Sí, tenemos un trabajo variado en la iglesia. Tenemos sirviendo a pastores de nuestra iglesia en el área del campo con los hermanos quechuas. Son hermanos muy sencillos, con una fe muy, muy simple sobre su cristiandad. Pero son hermanos muy fieles al servicio de la iglesia.
Our Quechuan members and our Quechuan brothers of our church, they have a very simple and also sincere Christian faith. They're true believers and true Christians that we are serving.
Sí. Servimos en el campo, también en misericordia. Tenemos internados porque las comunidades que están distantes no tienen y estudiar.
One of the many ministries that our churches do is that they build small schools, colleges, but they're schools where people can come from different areas, traveling great distances, and also stay and spend the night as they study.
Ahora estamos en 5 de los 9 departamentos del país también, y servimos con iglesias locales de habla hispana también en esos lugares. Ninguna de nuestras iglesias es solamente castellana, siempre tiene la mezcla con el idioma quechua también.
Our church is found in 5 of the 9 states of Bolivia, but none of those churches are only in Spanish. They all are also bilingual with the Quechuan, a national native language.
Sí.
So you mentioned the schools. What other opportunities are your churches taking to show Christ's mercy and spread the gospel in Bolivia?
¿Cuáles son las otras oportunidades que sus iglesias están siguiendo para compartir el evangelio y hablar de Jesús con sus vecinos? Sí. Tenemos proyectos de las iglesias locales. Algunas están...
One of the ways that our churches reach out to new people is starting soccer or sport clubs. I imagine it's soccer. Football.
Football.
Yeah. And another opportunity is with what in Latin America is called CPTLN, but it's Lutheran Hour Ministries, which is very involved in Bolivia. And there's that one principal school that is doing great outreach in the community.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about some of the challenges and the blessings that you've encountered with the Lutherans in Bolivia, the Lutheran Church there. What are some challenges that Lutherans in Bolivia face? What are some joys, some blessings, both sides of that?
Tienen los miembros de su iglesia en Bolivia. Sí. Lo tenemos... muchas cosas por las cuales dar gracias a Dios.
We have many things to give thanks to the Lord for.
Vinculada con el catolicismo y también las tradiciones indígenas de ese lugar, ¿no? La Pachamama y otras tradiciones eran muy fuertes en nuestro país. Ese es el primer motivo para dar gracias.
We are very thankful that the gospel that the Lutheran Church shares and proclaims throughout the world arrived in Bolivia, in a place that was dominated by Roman Catholicism and also saint and different native indigenous practices. He refers to the Pachamama, which is an indigenous mixture of beliefs. And but we are so thankful that in the midst of that confusion, the pure gospel arrived.
Mm-hmm. Ahora nosotros en 2 meses celebramos también nuestra convención y es una alegría. Ahora hemos tenido casi todos los pastores formados en el área castellana y que hablaban quechua, pero en unas cuantas semanas tendremos 7 pastores estrictamente solamente quechuas que van a servir en la comunidad más grande de nuestra iglesia. Eso es gracias también a la ayuda que tenemos del seminario de la República Dominicana con el programa especial FPQ, Formación Pastoral Quechua.
Wow. In 2 months, they will be also celebrating their national assembly, and they are giving thanks for up until recently, all of their pastors were studying in Spanish, and all of them are bilingual, but they are also looking forward to the creation of a new pastoral formation program called a Pastoral Formation Quechua, que será en el idioma de Quechua.
En Quechua.
Estudiar teología en Quechua.
En Quechua, es la primera vez, sí.
For the first time ever, they will be studying theology and pastoral formation in Quechuan.
Wow.
I understood that, yeah.
That's awesome. Very exciting.
Yeah.
Y bueno, y uno de los desafíos más grandes fue pasar de una tradición...
He also mentioned previously that he's very thankful for the seminary in the Dominican Republic. Mm-hmm. And as a part of that, of course, it's also worth recognizing that the Norwegian Mission Society that did bring the gospel to Bolivia, which they're very thankful for, also had different pietist tendencies. And they are thankful that coming from that, they are a true Lutheranism based around what they learned in the Dominican Republic Seminary and the true Book of Concord.
What message would you have to share with your Lutheran brothers and sisters in America? A word of encouragement, maybe.
¿Usted tiene un mensaje, una palabra de apoyo
para sus hermanos y hermanas del Sino Luterano de Missouri en los Estados Unidos?
Sí, yo creo que son palabras de agradecimiento, porque nos han acompañado con muchísima paciencia a la iglesia en Bolivia, nos han ayudado principalmente.
He says, yes, he does have a word, and that it is a word of thankfulness. He is very thankful for all the support that he has received and that the Bolivian Lutheran Church has received from his brothers in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. He gives thanks to all the patience and the mercy that has been shown over so many years. It's a great honor to be at this assembly at our national convention, and he is a word of encouragement to us all.
How can we pray for you?
¿Cómo podemos estar orando por usted y por su iglesia?
Decía que queremos dar testimonio en el país de nuestra fe y en la región también.
Please pray because we are a small church and there are great challenges, but we greatly desire to share the gospel and give a good witness of the truth to across the country of Bolivia.
The Reverend Limbert Fernandez Coronado, President of the Christian Evangelical Lutheran Church of Bolivia. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And the Reverend Tyler McMiller, serving the Lord in Italy. Thank you for translating for us today.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to The Coffee Hour at the LCMS Synodical Convention in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Sarah Golseth.
And I am Rachel Bomberger.
I'm Dr. Russell Dawn, president of Concordia University Chicago. I'm thrilled to announce the Prepared to Serve Church Professional Guarantee. Any new student in one of CUC's 6 churchwork programs will pay no more than $5,000 in annual tuition and required fees guaranteed. Prepared to Serve is a donor-funded initiative. Support future churchwork students by becoming a funding partner at cuchicago.edu/prepared-to-serve. Concordia University Chicago. With Christ at the center, we stand tall for the church.